I'm going to be honest with you. If you are sitting here listening to this podcast episode, I know that there's a reason why. I know that you're here for a reason, and I know that by staying to the end of this episode, you're going to feel so much better, so much more confident about your next steps and how you're going to reverse your child's picky eating. Because I've been on the other side of this podcast, sitting in the seat that you're sitting in right now with a toddler who will only eat fruit or bread if I'm lucky, who might only eat chicken nuggets, or I constantly have to make grilled cheese or quesadillas because he didn't eat dinner that night. I know because I firsthandedly experienced my dinner times not feeling like what I thought they would at his age. I thought we would be full of connection and joy and laughter, and mealtimes would be a really fun way to connect at the end of a long day. And in reality, they were filled with bribing him, begging him, negotiating with him to get him to eat something so that bedtime went kind of sort of to plan. And I know if you're anything like I was years ago when I had a picky eater, that you probably feel like you're living like meal to meal, right? Just doing what will work tonight to get them to eat, just to have to start all over and do it again tomorrow. If any of those things sound like you and you're struggling with your picky eater, I want you to know something. You are not alone. And more importantly, this does not have to be your reality. In this special episode of the podcast, I'm going to show you exactly why your kid is picky, why what you've tried in the past hasn't been working, and how to actually fix it long term. I also need you to know that right now we're running a special offer on my picky eating reversal course that is only available for the next day and a half. And this is the deepest discount that we offer on this program. It's also a special offer for this time of year. So I will be talking about that as well, but you're going to have to stick to the end to learn more about that because first I want to get into it. Okay, so as you know, I've literally worked with thousands of families, and something that I see happening over and over in every single family's home is that a parent, just like you, who loves their kid more than anything, who wants the best for them to be healthy and develop well and all of those things, are doing everything right, or at least they're trying to, right? Your mealtimes are actually a nightmare, right? But it also oftentimes starts really small. Likely your kid just decided tonight they didn't want to eat what you made. It started small. They were just like, no thanks, mom, I don't want this, right? They started to ignore it or reject it, didn't say anything about it, just focused on the food that they liked on the plate and moved on, or rejected the meal altogether. So you likely, because you're a caring parent, said something back to them, something to the effect of, hey, just take three more bites and then you can be done, right? And it worked. So then you do it again and again and again. And before you know it, you're counting bites all the time. You're bribing them with dessert. Hey, buddy, if you finish your plate, you can have some ice cream. You're withholding events or different things that they want to do if only they eat their food. You're counting their bites at every meal and really using those pressure tactics to get them to eat. That is all coming from a place of love. Sometimes pressure looks like demanding that they eat, taking away things, bribing them with more berries or more bread if they finish the chicken or whatever it is you want them to eat. But those pressure tactics work at first, but then very quickly it starts to not work at all. It gets out of control. And what started as, hey, three more bites, buddy, and then you can have some ice cream, turns into them just taking a freaking lick of the food and you can give them whatever they want for dessert. And suddenly you feel like you're being held hostage at your own dinner table. I only know this because this was my story too. I was doing the most to get my kid to eat, literally the least. And you get to this point where your kid will only eat certain foods or only if they get exactly what they want in return. And your meals went from this like peaceful family enjoyment activity that you get to do together to a complete battlefield. And the worst part is that you realize you're not teaching them how to trust their body, how to notice when they're hungry, fill up until they're full, and really understand how their body works in relation to food. You're just force feeding them the foods that you think that they should eat until they're full enough that you think they're good to go so that you avoid the pain and discomfort of a hangry meltdown tantrum, all of those things. But in the meantime, you're exhausted, you're frustrated, you're defeated, you're disconnected from your child, and sometimes maybe even feel embarrassed. Or at least that was my story. But the truth is, nothing changes if nothing changes. And I realized that if I kept doing what I was doing, I was going to keep getting the same results with my picky eater. So no matter how many times people told me that it was just a phase and they'll grow out of it, that was not my reality. It was lasting longer and longer and getting worse and worse. And I oftentimes had to tell parents that if it's lasted longer than 6 weeks, it is not a phase anymore. This has now become a pattern. and this pattern had taken root in your home and the habits are starting to be formed. And the longer that that pickiness is a habit in your home, the longer it's going to take to reverse it or have them quote unquote grow out of it. In fact, I get daily DMs from adults who say their husband is picky or they're the picky one as full-grown adults. So do not be fooled by the belief that it's just a phase and they're going to grow out of it, because the reality is it's going to take way longer than it actually has to take for someone to quote unquote grow out of it. There are things that we can do to support reversing picky eating, so it doesn't have to last that long. Okay, so I made the decision to go all in. I was like, listen, I don't want to just wait for this to pass, because who knows if it even will. Who knows how long that will take. I don't think he's growing out of it. It's getting worse. I have to do something. I actually remember the time that I decided I have to make this change last. So I went all in. I went back to the research. I went into testing things. I was documenting what was working with my son, what didn't. Because at the time, what I had was a breaditarian, as my friend called it. He really only ate bread at the time and sometimes fruit. And I knew that that was not really something in reality that he could survive on, let alone thrive. And it wasn't healthy for him long term. And the risks were way too high for me just to let him keep eating something because, quote unquote, at least he's eating, right? I knew that nutrition was directly impacting him in his moods, his tantrums, his nervous system regulation, his sleep, his overall development, his immune system, his ability to learn, his emotional regulation. How often he was getting sick. I knew all of this was so important because nutrition directly impacts those things. So I knew something had to change. So I started trying new things. And once I started trying these new things, oftentimes it felt really counterintuitive. But I did start seeing him to try new foods. He became more adventurous with foods. Actually, it was so funny. Just the other night, he was trying something completely new. Elk was a new meat for him. And it was so fun to watch him be able to do that. Just thinking back to all the years that we've gone through with him and his eating and how powerful that moment alone was, that he was able to order that off the menu and have just no fear. He's so adventurous. He will literally try anything, which is a really cool experience, especially now as he's getting older. So once I started reverse picky eating with him and we got him to a place where he started to eat whatever I served, he actually tried new things. I felt really good about the way I was doing it too. I didn't realize how much guilt and shame and even embarrassment or just like being uncomfortable that I was living in all of the time with the way that I was parenting him at the table. It really didn't align with how I wanted to parent him away from the table, but at the table, I just felt like there was this disconnect. Like I was bribing and begging and pleading and demanding and taking things away and constantly in this like power struggle at the table. But then away from the table, I was like trying to be this calm parent that worked with their child and not against them. It just wasn't how I wanted to be doing it. So when I started doing things in a new way that supported not only his brain and his body, but it kind of took this like team approach with him. Him and I were on the same team again, and I felt really good about how I parented him, which made me actually start enjoying mealtimes again. This is where we see so many of our table talkers, our grads talk about mealtimes are peaceful again. Mealtimes are fun. I look forward to mealtimes. I love eating with my child, which I know if you're anything like me, it's so easy just to feed them whatever kid food they'll actually eat, put them to bed, and then eat your adult food. But we all know that how important mealtimes are, specifically family mealtimes for our kids, longer in life and outside of just their nutrition and everything nutrition affects. It is such a powerful leg up in their life, their mental health, their social health, all of the things outside of just their nutrition and their direct impact on their health, right? Okay, so at the time, I started to actually feel good about my parenting again, which again led me to really enjoy mealtimes. And the thing that I really started to realize, not only with working with my son, preventing picky eating in my daughter, but also at that point, I was working with a lot of patients one-on-one in private practice. And what I started to learn really changed everything. It changed the entire trajectory of my career, of how I work with clients. And I learned that picky eating is, and specifically your child's picky eating, is not caused by the same thing that my child's picky eating behavior is caused by. In fact, there is a root cause of picky eating behavior. See, so many parents, myself included, look at picky eating and go, this is the problem. When in reality, the picky eating behavior is not the problem. It is the symptom of something deeper going on inside. Now, after working with thousands of families, I've actually identified and narrowed it down to 10 different distinct root causes of picky eating behavior. And most kids have between one and three of these root causes kind of in different combinations. So today I want to talk about a few of those root causes, maybe that are happening in your home, and help give you some guidance of what to actually do to work with your child to help some of those behaviors based on those root causes. Okay. I'm going to talk through about three of them that are likely happening in your home in some capacity. This doesn't mean this is your child's ultimate root cause, but it's probably contributing to the picky eating behavior you might be seeing, because remember, the picky eating behavior is not the root cause. It's not a behavior problem. There's something deeper going on that's causing the behavior problem to kind of bubble up over the surface. So the first one that I oftentimes see parents struggling with and not recognizing it is a skill deficiency. If there is a lack or gap in a skill in their ability to understand food, recognize food, predict with food, eat the food, it's going to come out as picky behavior. But your child might actually just not know how to eat the food that you're offering. I actually think back to a very vivid memory where my daughter wasn't eating spaghetti, and I actually took the time to teach her how to twirl it up on my fork with the spoon. And all of a sudden she was eating it literally like hotcakes. We made it for her birthday dinner this year. She loves it so much. It was just a skill that she didn't understand. To her, this food just looked like a wet, sloppy mess with sauce on it that constantly fell off her fork. Like, why bother, right? So she ignored it, not because she didn't like it, not because she was being picky or stubborn or a brat, literally because she did not know how to eat it. If you think about it, you likely have 20, 30, or maybe even 40 years of experience eating. You see a new food, you can predict how it tastes. You know how to eat it, what parts of it are edible, but your little child who's 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 or plus only have a few years of experience of eating different foods. And it's actually, their brain isn't even developed enough to be able to recall or create those memories and predictions around food. But meanwhile, we kind of just put food in front of them, look at them with our adult perspective and our adult lens and be like, hey, just pick it up and eat it. What are you doing? It's just a piece of broccoli. And they're just simply not able to do that. So we need to teach them. We need to create that scaffolding for them. We need to model it. We need to verbalize it. We need to present that food in new ways. We need to teach them the skill, just like we teach them how to tie their shoes. Okay. The second root cause that I see come up all the time is safety. Now, there's a whole area of safety that I can get into. I'm only going to kind of scratch the surface because I see this happening in a lot of different homes. But what I want to explain here is that the root cause of picky eating behavior can come from actually not feeling safe at the dinner table. Now, like I said, this is kind of a bigger topic than what I can explain right here. But what I want you to recognize is that eating is not just a physical act that you need to teach them how to do, and all of a sudden they'll just do it. They need to also be in a regulated state in their body. And my students learn from me all sorts of tactics and strategies to get them more regulated before the mealtime, at the mealtime, and even after the mealtime to be able to make those connections for next time. But something that I want to talk about is sometimes your child doesn't feel safe at the table, like even physically, okay? We're not even talking about physical abuse or anything like that. I'm literally talking about their body needs to be in a state where they feel physically safe. And so the science actually supports that if we're in a dysregulated state, we cannot learn new skills, which kind of ties back into the first one, right? We're looking about eating as a skill that they need to learn, but if they're not regulated, they're not going to eat. So going back to kind of the example of the physical safety, if you go with me, I've got like a little visual, okay? I want you to picture being at a restaurant that has like a really uncomfortable bar chairs. Maybe the stools are made of metal. Maybe they're a little bit wobbly. Like you already start to feel uncomfortable even just me describing it. It's cold. The back is really low. There's no place for your feet. They just kind of like dangle there. Do you know that restaurants like that do that on purpose? Restaurants, specifically in bars like that, want you to be uncomfortable because they want turnover. They want to bring someone in, put them at a table, let them drink a beer, eat their burger, whatever, and then leave. And then they want to fill that table with someone new. They don't want you staying and watching the game and ordering a bottle of wine and keep chatting. But if you think of a really fancy restaurant, those restaurants want you to stay. They have a completely different business model and they have a completely different environment. They have a nice, cozy, cushy booth. They have great lighting. They offer you a bottle of wine. Maybe they check on you a little bit less. They let you have your conversation. Your feet are actually touching the ground. You're feeling really well supported. And that's because they want you to stay and eat more and order more and spend more money. Get that second, third glass of wine, maybe even the appetizer, the dessert, the post-dinner coffee, all of those things. What's actually happening in these two different scenarios, without even you necessarily seeing it, is that you are physically whether safe or unsafe. So even at a subconscious level, your body is either more connected, more grounded, or not. And so we have this kind of dissonance that's happening on the bar stool. And our body is telling us constantly, go, 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 go. Get up and go. You are not safe here. And what happens when you feel comfortable and safe physically at a place? You're going to stay and eat, right? So when you think about that with your kid, if they are not supported in their seat, they're physically unable to sit and feel safe at the table. Their feet are maybe dangling off the chair. Their back isn't supported. Maybe they're too high or too low for the table. They're just really uncomfortable. That's not just like, oh, would be nice to have. That is mandatory for our kids to feel physically safe at the table so that they can be more regulated and they can want to stay at the table longer. Because what do kids do when they stay at the table longer? They eat. Right? So what we're looking for is we want 90 degrees at the ankles, at the hips, and at the knees. At this point, they're going to stay, they're going to feel more relaxed, they're going to be more willing to try new foods because they're more regulated and they're open to trying a new skill. Okay, does that make sense? The third one that I want to talk about, the root cause number three, this is stage and development. So sometimes what this looks like is picky eating can come from the outside of just part of your child's developmental stage. Now, this is kind of what we're talking about, that maybe it's just a phase or a mentality. A lot of parents will think this. So stick with me here because something like teething will pop up. I call these picky popportunities. Like they're getting molars, and when they get the molars, they're eating way less because they're in pain. Now, they may not be communicating that to you. They may not be even telling you that they're in pain. You may not even know that they're teething, and that's why they're not eating as much. But what we see on the outside, the behavior is picky eating. Now, this is kind of a developmental milestone, right? This is kind of the age advice of, oh, they'll grow out of it. It's just a phase. Maybe they're tired from growing. They're getting a growth spurt. They're getting teething. They're learning how to say no. All of these are these like developmental milestones that come up. And so all of these are really healthy. This is why I say if it's been longer than 6 weeks and they're still picky, it's no longer a phase. It's a pattern, because in these developmental milestones, that is just a phase. Right? Teething doesn't last for 4 years, right? They're learning how to say no does not last for 5 years. They're hitting a growth spurt or slowing down does not last for years and years and years. This is why picky eating, if it's been longer than 6 weeks, is now a pattern. But how we respond in these developmental milestones in these moments is really, really important. I call them the picky opportunities because a lot of times that picky eating behavior that we see on the outside gets responded to from us as though picky eating is the problem. And we completely miss the fact that there's something deeper going on. And so then we accidentally reinstill picky eating behavior because of how we respond to it. But you know what? If you don't know how else to fix the problem, you literally do not have a manual. No one is teaching you. The only way you've been told is it's a phase. They'll grow out of it, ignore it, just starve them, get them hungry enough, then they'll finally eat, threaten them, bribe them, negotiate with them, offer them something if they do eat, or have them go to bed hungry. Make them something else so at least they're eating. All of those advice is just passed on from either our parents or friends of ours, or maybe it was done with us. We don't actually have a route to do something different. So of course, that's what we turn to when these picky opportunities show up. Okay, so I hope this is making sense for why it's so important to figure out what your child's root cause is, because identifying your child's root cause is the most effective way to reverse picky eating. Because once you identify the root cause, we know exactly what to do. What targeted strategies are available to work for that specific root cause is pivotal. A lot of times what you see online is advice to just keep offering, wait it out, just keep going, keep them hungry, whatever it might be, stop serving snacks, serve more snacks, whatever it might be. You see these little pieces of advice and you try it on your kid, and either it works like quickly or it doesn't work long term or it doesn't work at all because it's not designed for your child, right? So when we know that we can fix it and pair it with the right strategy, that's where things start to explode and go way, way faster in reversing picky eating. I know a lot of parents that I've worked with have gotten really frustrated, really down, like in despair, essentially, really exhausted of feeling like they're trying everything. But in reality, they're trying a lot of great things. It's just not for their kid. So if you're feeling that way, if you feel like you're doing all of these different things, you're using a lot of your energy, you're not seeing any results, it's just a losing battle. And if you're not using the right strategy, it feels like a lot of work for little to no payoff. That's the proof to me that you have not identified your child's root cause or root causes or paired it with the right strategy. So that's exactly what I do inside of my picky eating reversal course. And that's where I want to talk about for a second, because I think that you'll start to understand how these things kind of work together and the steps you need to take to get them to start eating. The point of my picky eating reversal course is to teach you how to be the feeding expert in your home, because you know your child best. It's not just hacks or viral tips and tricks that work for a few days. It is a complete framework. And that's what I see a lot of parents doing. They're throwing that spaghetti at the wall, and it might work tonight just to get through this meal, but then tomorrow we start all over again. So it might work today, but then tomorrow we're at square one. It's kind of being like on this hack hamster wheel of just trying new hacks every single night. Nothing's actually sticking long term. And you're just like getting exhausted by trying to find more and more, like put sprinkles on the chicken and then maybe that'll work, right? When in reality, we can just slow down and go, okay, we can learn what our kid's root cause is. Actually, inside of my course, there's a root cause quiz. It's interactive. It literally takes less than 7 minutes, maybe 5 minutes to fill out to get and understand what your child's root cause is. And then you can pair that root cause with a targeted strategy. We have inside of our strategy vault, we have what's called a root cause roadmap. So after you take the root cause quiz, you're given the root cause roadmap, and that roadmap tells you exactly what strategies to start to employ. This is exactly like a decision tree, essentially. So once you figure out what your kid's root cause, it will literally be pointing to the strategies that are most effective for your picky eater, which means you can literally stop running on that hamster wheel, getting nowhere, throwing time, energy, even money towards the strategies that work for her kid, but don't work for yours because they have different root causes. Some of the strategies you're going to find inside that program are in traditional feeding therapy. Some of them are my own development. Some of them are things that are, like, I call them mom approved, that also use a child's natural curiosity, the way that their brain works, to work together as a team. The thing about feeding therapy that I get from a lot of parents, and I love feeding therapy. I think it can be a really, really great tool. But what I hear from so many parents, and why I went this route for parents, was because they're spending literally thousands of dollars on 6, 8, maybe even 12 week programs, or even longer than that. I have a mom who's coming to mind right now who was in feeding therapy for 3 years. Just to talk to someone who in the session knows what to do, right? Helps their child in that session. Maybe even the kid eats something in the session. But when they go home, the parents feel completely uncertain of what to do. They're unsure. They have no idea what to do in between the therapy appointments. So while at their therapy, they are literally watching their kid eat something, or maybe not even. But then when they're at home, they're just kind of left to figure it out on their own. And they don't really have a great plan for it at home. Or even if the therapist kind of gives them some tips or advice, it's not the same experience as what they're getting in feeding therapy. So it's really important for parents to know how to do things at home to support their child's eating. Like I said, you know your child best, right? And how many of us have had the experience where we bring our kids to feeding therapy or swim lessons or whatever it might be, and they perform really well for the teacher, but then at home they're like, nope, I'm going to perform the worst for you. I will stop masking. I will stop pretending. I will stop all of these things when it's just at home. Okay. It's really one of my biggest goals is to empower you as the parent, because you truly know your child best, and having those strategies will feel like second nature over time, and everything will feel easier. Like, mealtimes aren't as big of a struggle anymore when you know exactly what to do. Inside the program, you'll learn exactly how to handle any situation at the table, whether they're throwing the food or rejecting food over and over again, yelling, yuck, I don't want that, at anything you make. Maybe they don't like anything with texture or sensory. That's really common with our picky eaters in there. Like, a big root cause for a lot of kids is sensory component of food. There's a way to overcome that and to reverse it. I want to talk really quickly about Lola, who sticks out in my head because she had a daughter who, she, in her own words, said she hardly eats anything. She hardly eats anything, but within a few weeks, she went from just a handful of foods that she would eat to literally eating dozens and dozens of foods, and then very quickly over 100 different foods. But at the time, Lola was feeling like she was at her wit's end with picky eating, her words, not mine. She said she was ready to give up, throw in the towel. Just give her whatever she wants. Like, fine, I'll just make you the mac and cheese or the chicken nuggets for a few years, and hopefully one day you won't be picky anymore. But she took a risk. She joined the course. In her words, she did a last ditch effort trying Table Talk during one of my sales. And instead of throwing in the towel or giving up one last time, she made a last ditch effort. And instead of throwing in the towel, within just a few weeks, her kid was eating over 100 different foods, which is literally incredible. It makes me think of Megan too, who's one of my favorite stories to tell because it was the most jarring email to read. She basically reached out to me and led with the fact that she was going to go for my money back guarantee, which by the way, I have on my course. And she was like, you know, I bought your course planning to get my money back. Like she had already basically written the email in her mind. She's like, I knew this wasn't going to work, but I wanted to try it. She had a plan in place to get her money back, which totally valid. I totally get it. She bought it. She watched just 50% of the course. And I kid you not, within the first 24 hours, her daughter ate everything on her lunch plate. That's crazy. In her words, she said, I was shocked. She was like, I knew I had to reach out to you because I had planned to get my money back. And instead, within 24 hours, her daughter was eating everything. Now, listen, results like that are not guaranteed or typical. 24 hours is wild. I've had it happen multiple times, of course. But that doesn't mean that'll definitely happening for you. However, I do guarantee results. I am not here to trick you. I am here to help you. And I truly believe that if you take the program, you work the program, and you don't get results, great. Come back to me, get your money back. But what I have found, less than 2% of people who enroll in this program take that option. 2%. That means 98% of the families listening to this right now, this will work for you. Sometimes I get parents who are just kind of saying like, I just don't know that it'll work. I'm not really sure. I don't want to be, you know, trying these new things or whatever it might be. But here's the thing, something to consider is that either way, time is going to pass. Either way, you're going to be feeding your kid. Either way, you're going to be showing up to meals again and again and again and again, trying different things, whether it's something random you found on the internet or it's something inside my program. Either way, that's all happening. Wouldn't it feel so much easier if you were armed with the right approach, the right strategies, the right tools? You knew how to talk to your kid about food, how to respond when they say something like, yucky, I don't want this. Or maybe they're just asking for mac and cheese for the millionth time, right? That energy that you bring to feeding them, you will feel so much more peaceful because you know how to handle anything that comes your way. And you are actively working towards reversing picky eating. That feeling is immeasurable. And then just like the cherry on top is when it happens really fast, right? For someone like Megan, it's like, oh, if when time passes that quickly and you're like 24 hours later, things have changed. Of course, that's great. But time is passing anyway. So why not spend the next 2 weeks, 4 weeks, even 6 weeks on working in this direction with the tools at your disposal? The strategies and tools in there will take you the hardest, longest ones, maybe 10 minutes. A lot of them are just in the moment, 30 seconds extra time, something along those lines. The learning and the strategies are all bite-sized videos in there so you can take them as you go. Also, there's an app so you can put it on your phone and listen as you want. Most of the trainings are between 5 and 8 minutes long. Again, time is passing anyway. So why not try something new with the time that's coming, right? One of my favorite stories I like to tell is Rebecca. She said, it brings the fun back. I think that is such a powerful one because it reminds us why we're doing this. Yes, I care about my kids' nutrition. Yes, I care about them not getting sick as often. Yes, I care about their ability to regulate their moods. Yes, I care about their development, their brain development, their body development, all of these things. I care all about that so deeply. But I also want to have freaking fun with my kids. I want to look back when I'm old and becoming a grandma and remember mealtimes with my kids as these like joyous occasions that we laughed and had fun and played games and tried new foods together. And so I really just loved that story to say, you know, this course really brings the fun back to the table. I love that so much. She also said, my husband is happier. My son is happier. I am happier at the table. It's so much less stressful. And I just think that's so powerful. Listen, these stories are not anomalies. You can visit nutritionforlittles.com backslash results to see more stories just like these. You can literally scroll through these parents' stories. These are real parents just like you who decided to take action. They made a decision. They were on the other side of these earphones one day. They were on the other side of the internet. They were on the other side of this webpage, and they decided to take a step in the direction that is the best chance of getting them the results that they actually want. And listen, I mean this with all the love in my heart towards all of my students, but they are not special, okay? They just had the right approach. There's nothing special about their kids or even them when it comes to picky eating. They weren't more patient, trust me. They weren't more calm or more kind or more loving or anything of that nature. Their kids weren't less picky than your kids. They weren't anything special. They just had an approach that works. They were just ready for that new approach. So here's the thing that's really important for you to hear. This course, this program that I'm talking about today that's on sale, it's called Table Talk. On my website, it normally is sold for $397. But right now, when you buy before tomorrow at midnight, if you're listening to this when it first comes out, you can get half off this program. That is over $200 that you get off of this program when you enroll before this sale ends. But here's the thing that's really cool. Not only has this program helped over 12,000 families reverse picky eating, and not only will it include immediate access to the learning modules that we talked about, the four-step program to reverse picky eating. Not only will it include your instant access to that root cause quiz that we talked about in this episode, you'll also get the picky eating playbook that has a ton of different ideas, meal pairing ideas, food play ideas, all of these ways to get your child from foods that they love now to foods that you wish they loved. All of that is, of course, included. But right now, when you enroll, not only will you get half off, but you will also get some incredible bonuses completely for free that are not always available. First and foremost, your snack attack guide. This is the thing that so many parents struggle with their kids, loving snacks but hating meals, only wanting to eat snacks when all you want them to eat is their dinner, right? So this snack attack guide not only helps parents and kids who feel like their kids will only eat snacks but reject meals, but you also get my smart snack formula in there to keep them from asking for snacks all day long, the do's and don'ts of snacking, and you'll get my favorite snack rotation. So that is completely free when you enroll right now. The second one is our packed lunch playbook. This is meal planning or meal packing for lunches made easy for back to school. This is over 250 lunchbox combinations, simple done for you ideas and pairings to plug and play. And listen, I am not a spend 2 hours to make my kids lunch kind of mom. Okay. We're talking very quick, very easy nutritional options for your child. You get that completely for free right now when you enroll during this back to school sale. The next one, this is so, so dear to my heart, so important that every parent has access to 30 days to ask me any questions that you have while you go through the course. Where are you getting stuck? What are you stuck with? You get 30 days to ask me all those questions inside the community. You can continue on if you want, but it's free for 30 days to get any of those questions answered. Plus, we do other fun things in there, like I go live and I teach deep dive workshops. In fact, right after this sale ends, I teach a workshop on if you have older picky kids, so 7 and older. I'm teaching that workshop this month, so you would essentially get that one for free specifically. But every month we do deep dive workshops. The next bonus that you will get completely for free when you enroll before this deal ends, which again is tomorrow at midnight, is you will get the mealtime behavior playbooks. These are positive parenting solutions to real parenting behaviors, or kid behaviors, I should say, at the table. Things like throwing food, sneaking food, not coming to the table, straight up rejecting foods, all of those sorts of things are going to be covered in these mealtime behavior playbooks, how to handle those. Then one of my favorites as a nerdy dietitian is my nutrition deep dive. So inside the course, you're going to learn how to get your kid to eat what you make, try anything, reverse picky eating, get them to eat the foods that you make, right? But if you're like me and you want to optimize their nutrition in these first very pivotal years of their nutrition or their development, then you want to optimize their nutrition. And so I put together a little deep dive mini course for those of you who are nerds like me and want to optimize their nutrition. So this will teach you not just how to get them to eat, because that's covered in Table Talk, but this will teach you what to feed them. So now that they're eating anything, what do you actually feed them to maximize their nutrition? Super important, but near and dear to my heart. Not necessarily everyone's favorite, but really important. And another bonus that we get when you enroll before tomorrow night is our neurodivergent mealtime toolkits. It's really important for me to support any parent and their child who are dealing with neurodivergence. Now, you don't have to be neurodivergent or your child doesn't have to be neurodivergent to use these toolkits. But if your child specifically has ADHD, autism, or ARFID, or there's any suspicion there, or even if they just have tendencies there, but they're not actually diagnosed, no worries. These mealtime toolkits are going to be so beneficial to teach you exactly what to double down on, how to use the course to your best advantage, and like extra tips and strategies to use in these specific cases. Now, again, does not mean your child is diagnosed. If any of those strategies work for your child, does not mean they need to be diagnosed, but they are a really helpful toolkit to help those parents who have those additional needs. Two more things that I want to cover. One is our money back guarantee. So I've already kind of mentioned this, but we do have a 90-day money back guarantee that essentially covers you. If you take the course, you implement it, and you are not seeing the results, you can get your money back. You literally email us support@nutritionforlittles.com. My girl Colleen will help you out. Linda's in there too. And of course I am as well. But we really encourage parents to put this to the test. In fact, we have two people that I talk about all the time that have these stories where they tried to kind of put us to the test. Megan being one of them that you already heard about today. Another one, I don't actually know her name because I only know her Reddit handle. She did the same thing where she posted it all over Reddit about how she didn't like my course, and we encouraged her. We said, hey, yeah, we'll give you your money back, but before we do, we really encourage you to work the course. Like, it didn't sound like, you know, she had put in the time to really do the course. So she was like, fine, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to go, I'm going to put the course into action, and I'm going to come back here in a few days and tell you just how little it helped. Well, wouldn't you know it, she put our advice into practice. And sure enough, her son started eating more foods and she completely changed her tune. She then went on to Reddit and started talking, like literally singing our praises about how amazing our course is, and reached out to us to let us know. And it was just a really cool front row experience to watching someone who was a skeptic, who, you know, felt a certain way, actually put us to the test. And that's what I encourage you to do. That's why we have the 90-day money back guarantee, is to support parents like you in your real life. So we have that money back guarantee. And the other just reminder that I want you to know, a lot of parents ask kind of when our next sale is or what that plan looks like. I don't necessarily know. What I do know is our last sale was over 4 months ago. And so the reason why I tell you that is I don't want you to have another 4 months to go by. And I did get a DM relatively recently where this mom reached out to me after following me for 3 years. And she specifically said to me, sometimes I get a little choked up reading it. She says, I wish I just would have jumped in when I first saw you. When she first followed me, she goes, I wish I just would have jumped in. She said, it's now been 3 years. Things haven't gotten better. In fact, her son was eating less and less. She figured it was just a phase. She let it go on for 2+ years. And she figured out it would all be fine. But when she found me 3 years ago, she started kind of taking some of my tips and strategies from my Instagram and from my podcast and all the things. But the reality of it is she didn't jump full in. And so now when she finally did during our last sale, she jumped in and she said within 2 weeks, she started seeing her son eat new foods, literally 2 weeks. So she waited 3 years for results that could have taken her 2 weeks, 3 years ago. Are you tracking with me on that math? So I want you to know that I don't want you to wait. If this is a struggle for you, start now. Most parents see results in 2 weeks. On average, parents see results in 2 weeks. You could be a Megan of the story where 24 hours later you're seeing results, or it could take you longer. But either way, the time is passing anyways. I don't want you to wait 4 more months till our next sale or however long it might be. I don't want you to wait 3 more years until you finally decide, man, I should have started when I first found her. I want you to start now, because it is possible to reverse picky eating. You are perfectly positioned to teach your kid how to eat new foods, how to be adventurous with foods, how to have those mealtime experiences that you once dreamed of that now you don't think is possible. I'm telling you, they are possible. Now, kids are still kids, of course, but when you come to the table less stressed, when you are focused on connection and not so worried and distracted by their nutrition, I'm telling you, things in your family, in your culture, in your family change. So I'm going to drop the link in the show notes below. Of course, you can click that link and join us before the sale ends tomorrow night. And I just want to remind you, if you have the right tools, if you have the right framework, you can get your kids eating more foods. You can get them to eat enough. You can get them to eat a variety of foods. Yes, even veggies. This is your chance to take back control of your table, to raise those healthy, independent eaters, to make those mealtimes peaceful again. I am so excited for you to jump in, to support you through it, to show you how to do this. And we're here for you. So before this sale ends tomorrow night, you will, if you enroll, you will not only get half off and save a ton of money, but you will also get over $650 worth of bonuses that we already talked about, plus a few little extra bonus ones that we didn't have time to cover today. But I want you to click the link down in the show notes below to learn more and to enroll before this sale ends. I am cheering for you. I cannot wait to hear how this changes your home and your life, because I've heard from literally thousands of parents about how this program has changed their life, impacted them, impacted their family, and ultimately just generations to come. And I find that so powerful. I hold that very near and dear to my heart. And it truly is my mission here to bring families back to the dinner table, connect them again, ground them, make them healthy, and have them learn about how to raise those healthy, independent eaters in a way where they feel good and empowered as a parent. And so I really hope you join us before time runs out on this deal. And either way, I'm cheering for you. I'm so glad you tuned in today, and we will chat soon.